pray with me, church, that God will raise up some men of God who are real men. That is, they have backbone and are courageous enough to say, in the midst of superficial Christianity, where high-profile religious personalities will make people think that faith will guarantee prosperity. We need real men of God who are courageous enough to say that if money is all you are after from God, your heart is not right. And you will perish with your money. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When I first engaged this text in a meaningful way, it had a radical and revolutionary effect on me because I assumed the opposite. Stay with me, and I'm getting to the end. I assumed the opposite. That where your heart is, your treasure. I just assumed that if you got my heart, then I won't mind giving you my treasure. If you care about something, you'll give to it. You'll invest in what you love. I thought where your heart is, your treasure will follow. But counterintuitively, do you see verse 21? Jesus says, the treasure shows up first. And wherever you invest your treasure, your heart will find out about it and show up where your treasure is. Meaning, don't invest in anything that's not worth loving. If it's something you ought not love, let me try it again. If it is someone you ought not love, don't invest. Don't invest time. Don't invest emotion. Don't invest conversation. Because the more you invest, the more it'll get your heart. Conversely, if you want something to get your heart, invest in it. So when a husband or wife says, I just don't love my mate no more, I guess got to ask what you've been investing in. It might be you've been investing in something else rather than investing in your marriage. Because if Jesus is right, where your treasure is, there your heart